Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County Major Baseball versus Grimes County, made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, Batters Box, Tiki Egg Farm, Lubo Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Domit and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, The Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Private Financial, La Morelis Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kanjira Tile, and Brenham National Bank. For the field and your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
As we join Washington County Little League Major Baseball in action, Washington County, the visiting team, they're up to bat, top of the first inning on KWHI AM 1250 for 101.7.
No play to be made at first as the throw is late. And that was number 47, Kingston Frankie, making the grab and stepping on second to get the second out of the inning. But that puts runners on the corners for Grimes County. So two outs on the board, and up to bat is Jacob Ross. Right-handed batter, and here it is, and Mahalik has found the strike zone. Puts that one in there right over the plate again and freezes Ross. That makes it an 0-1 count here. And here's the 0-1 pitch from Reese Mahalik, and that one's going to be right up the middle. Mahalik makes the grab. Beautiful reflexes there from Mahalik to get the last out and retire the Grimes County side, keeping the game scoreless. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
All right, back to Belleville Little League Field, specifically Sam Field. We're getting ready for major baseball between Grimes County and Washington County. Just saw the top of the first inning, where while Washington County did allow two runners on, they were able to get three outs and keep it scoreless and avoid any damage, get out of the inning unscathed. So two left on base for Grimes County, and we'll get started here in the bottom of the first. After the warm-up for the Grimes County pitcher. And as we start to get ready, we're going to get another weather delay here. Looks like we got a warning from the lightning detector that there is lightning in the area. So we'll get a quick break and see how long of a break it's going to be. If it's going to be an extended one, we'll get y'all some tunes and keep you entertained with some nice country music here on KWHI. But for now, we are going to be delayed. That's all we know so far. We'll get some more news after a word from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
All right, back here to beautiful Belleville, where while the skies are clear, just a few clouds out there, there is lightning in the area, so safety first. We do have to take a break and wait for the lightning to clear and get the all clear that we are safe to keep going. Unfortunately, here in Belleville, just a little bit of bad luck the last couple days, as yesterday they had a lightning delay as well that delayed the games here yesterday, and today a little bit more of the same as lightning is just trending in the area. Not sure what's attracting it here or just sheer bad luck, but we are going to be experiencing a lightning delay, so at least 30 minutes, and we'll get everybody some music on KWHI to pass the time and keep everybody updated as the situation develops. Swing and miss from Wyatt. Next one as well. Nice pitch there from Ponce. And the pitcher for Grimes County is going to be Christian Ponce. Oh, he gets ahead of the count, 0-2 here. Schramm looking to get back on it, rips this one around the first base line. That'll squeeze into right field. And he tries to go for an extra base, but takes a slip. Of course, the weather going to be a factor here. We have a wet infield, wet grass, so always something to watch out for. And first batter, Wyatt Schramm, getting the first look at that. Batting up second is Everett Teat. And this one up high from Ponce, 1-0. We'll get ready for pitch number two, and this one will be in the dirt. Wild pitch. That's going to be an extra base there for Schramm. So after the wild pitch, Teat is going to be 2-0 ahead of the count here. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Ponce, and that one up high, upstairs, makes it 3-0. As Teat find himself well ahead of the count here. So good opportunity. He's going to get something to, swing at here. Let's see if he goes after it. Here's a pitch from Ponce and does exactly that. Leaves it over the plate, gets himself a strike, and Ponce does his job. 3-1 count now. Let's see on this next one, and that one's going to be left upstairs. So Everett Teat didn't have to wait long for his walk. On the very next one, gets his fourth ball, and that will put runners on first and second. Very similar to what happened for Grimes County in the top of the fourth. Of course, seems so long ago as we got through the top of the first inning before the lightning delay, and now we're at the bottom of the first. And there we go. Ponce getting back on track. Puts it knee-high on an outside corner with a nice breaking ball there. Up to bat is Garrett Rubach. And this one upstairs is going to make it 1-1, evening up the count. Runners on first and second for Washington County with no outs. And good position here to make something happen and break this deadlock. Still scoreless here. No run scored by Grimes County in the top of the first. And right on cue, Rubach puts one right on a line drive in between first and second base. And a nice play made there by the second baseman. Snags that one out of the air, flips it to first base. Double play for Grimes County. And that was Victor Rangel making the grab and flipping it over to number 26, Jacob Ross. So a nice play there. 4-3 double play for Grimes County to get things started. And just when it seemed like Washington County was getting something going, a double play puts two outs on the boards. But Washington County still with a runner in scoring position on second. And up comes Castillo, Ronaldo Castillo, up to bat. A quick discussion from the umpires, just making sure the call was correct. They saw the same thing, and that is exactly right. A good double play. You can't fault them there. That was just a beautiful infield play by Grimes County to back up their pitcher. Here comes pitch number one to Castillo. Castillo's going to rip this one third base. And this throw is going to be in time to first. And that's going to put a third out on the board. Retire this Washington County side. Keep this game scoreless as we head to the top of the second after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season. Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All right, as we get ready here in Belleville for the top of the second inning, score this ball game through one.
Foul balls, please turn those back in.
And Washington County getting ready to get going. Of course, we saw Reese Mihalik in on the mound, and he'll get back out there. And always interesting to see how a pitcher responds to getting some action in and then having to be sat down. But Reese Mihalik was over in the cages, staying warm and making sure that he's ready to come back out here. So he'll get a few more warm-up pitches with his catcher Castillo here. And up to bat for Grimes County will be Mateo Herrera. Big number six for Grimes County. Righty versus righty for Mihalik. And emotions from the crowd here are, of course, that it's been a little bit of a delay, so they're just eager to get the ball game going. Of course, Washington County looking for a victory, and Grimes County looking for a victory as well. It should be a hard-fought one, as it has been through one here. And this one's going to be put deep into right field, and a nice catch made there by number 17 of Washington County. That's Cooper Krennick, as he makes a beautiful play there. And that's going to ignite this Washington County crowd, as they love themselves some good baseball. And that's exactly what that was. So we've seen some good fielding so far here from the boys. And this one popped up in foul territory, but a play able to be made there by number 43 of Washington County. Foster Parker steps a couple steps to his right from his third base position, makes the catch in foul territory. Two up, two down quickly here for Washington County. And all smiles from Foster Parker there as he just got the out. They put it two outs on the board, and here comes number five, Asher Roberts of Grimes County, left-handed batter. Plenty of lefties here on the Grimes County team, and first pitch will be up and away. Good job by Castillo to stay in front of that one. Here comes pitch number two, and that one down low. So 2-0 count now. And here it is, and this one's going to be fouled straight back on a high pitch from Asher Roberts, 2-1. And Washington County just needs one more out in this at-bat to make a 3-up, 3-down inning. See if they'll make that happen. Here it is, and that one outside from Mihalik, and you can see the frustration. He knows he needs to find that strike zone with these pitches, 3-1. As we get ready for the 3-1, nobody on. Two up, two down so far here for Washington County. Here's a 3-1 pitch and fouled back. That'll fill up the count. 3-2. Asher Roberts just getting a hair under the pitches here, just slicing them a bit and hitting him, coming off the top of the bat straight backwards. So if he can get it square, he'll get himself a hit. But here's a full count. Running out of time. Let's see what happens here. And this one outside by Mihalik will give Asher Roberts an easy base. As he gets walked, and he'll take first base. And out comes the fourth batter of the inning for Mihalik. It's going to be number seven, Jace Rangel. Or Rangel. Here's number one, Rangel. Swing and miss. Nice pitch from Mihalik there. In that upper part of the strike zone. Got it to dip right in time under the bat of Rangel. Pitch number two, another nice breaking ball there from Mihalik. We'll put it in the strike zone. 0-2 count. So Mihalik well ahead of the count here. One pitch away from getting out of this one, and does just that. Three pitches, three swings and misses. Mihalik gets a strikeout, his second of the day, and that'll put an end to the top of the second. We'll be back for the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home,
life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, so after a quick inning, quick top of the second for Washington County defensively there, they face four Grimes County batters, get them out very quickly, and that keeps this game scoreless and leaves one runner left stranded for Grimes County. Good job by Washington County defensively there. Mahalik finding the strike zone, getting his second strike of the day so far, and here in the bottom of the second, he will lead things off. So Reese Mahalik steps up to the plate. Looking to give himself a lead to work with. Always a good conversation. Can you help yourself? And this one will be right over his head. He has to duck under the, out of the way of that one. 1-0. One that got away from Ponce there. And this one, a swinging bunt that goes right down the third baseline. Got a hold of that one, but it went straight down into the grass and kind of died and rolled down the third baseline beautifully there to get Mahalik a single here to lead things off. So he's off to a good start to help him get a lead to work with when he gets back to the mound. So runner on first, no outs for Washington County. And up comes Micah Meyer, number 42. And he'll take a breaking ball in the strike zone. A good pitch from Ponce. 0-1 count to Meyer. Here comes second pitch. And this one's going to be straight down, fouled back. 0-2 count. Micah Meyer falls behind the count here, so Ponce finds himself well ahead. And he's one pitch away from getting his first out of the inning. His pitch, and that one down low, and that one's going to be a high chopper there from Micah Meyer, and the throw being made is going to go to second on the fielder's choice. So Meyer will get the first, but that will put an out on the board for Grimes County. Washington County Little League All-Stars still have a runner on. It's at first, and Micah Meyer, and up to bat, it's going to be number 99, Elijah Fuller. Here comes Fuller. Here's pitch number one, and a swing and miss from Fuller will make it 0-1 quickly. Pitch number two, way upstairs, is going to make it 1-1. Runner on first, not taking any chances with the lead. Here comes the next pitch, and that one down low. Almost gets away there, but good job by Jackson Mayle to stay in front of it. And that'll keep it a 2-1 count, but keeps a wild pitch from it, allowing the runner to advance. The next pitch from Ponce, and a swing and miss from Fuller. Nice breaking ball there. Gets under the bat of Fuller. So 2-2 count, evens things up here. And one pitch away from getting it out here, and does just that. Upper inside corner on Fuller, freezes him up, and strikes Fuller out looking. So that puts two outs on the board here for Grimes County against Washington County. And here comes number 17, Cooper Krennic. And that will be a swing and miss just barely. Oh, but it looks like he did tip it just barely, so that'll be 0-1. And that one in the strike zone. Nice. Ponce has done a good job finding the strike zone here. 0-2. And this one's going to be ripped right there in the first and second base hole by Krennic. And that will send the runner all the way to third. And the ball will get past the third baseman. So that will score a run for Washington County. They get the first run of the ball game. And coming around to score was Micah Meyer with some nice heads-up base running. It looked like the throw might have been in time at third to get him out. But the ball gets past the third baseman. And he is able to take advantage and get all the way home for the first run of the ball game. Washington County leading 1-0. The bottom of the second, up comes Kingston Frankie. He's got a runner in scoring position. And that one will be outside from Ponce, 1-0. And speaking about Cooper Krennic, who just ripped that one for an RBI double. Interesting choice of gear there. He's got all blue gear as far as sleeves, gloves, and even shoelaces go. And the reason it's interesting is Grimes County is wearing is a team whose color is blue. So sporting a little bit of the other colors team, but you know, maybe it's his travel ball colors. Nonetheless, here is Frankie, and he'll foul this one back 2-1. And a breaking ball there from Ponce. Breaks just in time to find the strike zone. Evens up this count at 2. So deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And a man on second. And Ponce puts that one upper outside corner for a strikeout. And that'll retire this side. But Washington County does jump ahead 1-0 as we go to the bottom, the top of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, back for the top of the third. Washington County just took the lead 1-0 over Grimes County here. Major baseball, Little League All-Star action here in Belleville. They'll be looking to get out of this inning quick so they can try to add some more runs, and Grimes County will be looking to respond. This one knee-high outside corner from Mahalik. Great pitch there as he catches that corner. And number 4 up to bat, Mason McElroy, he looked at it. He knew that that was a good pitch there, nodding his head at it. But he comes back on the very next pitch and puts it a high fly ball that falls into the infield there. Nice placement there from McElroy. Oh, I'm sorry, it was 44, not 4. So this is Victor Rangel. Victor Rangel pops it up and places it beautifully in the infield between 3 infielders. And then so he'll get first base on that one, leadoff single. And up next is number 19, Malachi Sanchez. And there we go. Mahalik keeps up the strikes going. A 1-0-1 count here to Sanchez. Comes pitch number 2 from Mahalik, and that one will be well upstairs. No problem for Sanchez to take that one. Nothing really to swing at there. 1-1 count evens things up. This pitch from Mahalik, and he tries to get it to break in the top end of the strike zone there, but just stays high on him. 2-1. Here comes next pitch from Mahalik, and he's going to get this one in that upper inside corner. Evens that up at 2 here. The one pitch away from getting the first out of this inning. And here it is, and he does just that. Swing and miss, and it was in the strike zone. Beautiful pitch from Mahalik. Gets Sanchez to go down swinging.
But we were on
44. I got it. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see the other four. But we
wait, did I make up?
No, no. Yeah, I corrected the Rangel. So we're good there. I almost didn't get it though. But here it comes back to the top of the order is 67. Luke Gramillion, and of course always a team effort here between the radio and the announcer's booth. And this one 2-0, he's going to rip this one. Third baseman Parker comes up, and on the slippery grass just takes a little bit of a spill there, so that gives first base to Gramillion. But now runners on first and second with one out for Grimes County in prime position to try to respond to Washington County's run in the top of, in the bottom of the second. Up to the second batter here is a number 30, Cooper Parson, lefty for the righty Mahalik. And a nice one there from Mahalik, catches the top end of the strike zone. 0-1. And next one's up and away. 1-1. Reese Mahalik looking to get back in the strike zone, and the breaking ball that again just stays upstairs for him. He's got the right idea of putting, leaving it, starting high and then having to get enough movement to get back into the strike zone to fool the batter, but just not able to accomplish that in his last two pitches, but done a good job so far today. And on the next one, gets it in the strike zone, but that's going to be ripped into center field by Parson, and that puts the bases loaded here for Grimes County, and the pitch into the and the throw into the pitcher is going to be over the head of Mahalik, but the runner is not going to be set, so Rangel stays on third base. Now, base is loaded for Grimes County, only one out. Can they capitalize, or can Washington County dig themselves out of this hole? Here comes Reese Mahalik. Needs two outs to get out of this. And a breaking ball there, just a hair too high, according to the umpire. And that'll get some disagreement from the Washington County side, but nonetheless, 1-0. And this one ripped center field. It's got legs. It's going, but not enough. It gets right there to center field, and making the play in center field is Washington County. But the runner, Rangel, able to tag up and go home. So that is going to be a sacrifice fly for Cooper, for Jackson Mail there. Oh, Cooper Parson, I apologize. So oh, that was Jackson Mail with the sacrifice fly. So here is the bases at first and third. Runners on the corners for Ponce as he gets ready. And a nice breaking ball there from Ponce. A nice breaking ball there from Mahalik on Ponce. Gets him to swing and miss. 0-1. Runner advances on that pitch. So runners on second and third now for Grimes County. And this pitch outside will make it 1-1. And the steal attempt there from 67 Gramillion, and it's a rundown situation from third to home, and they get him. And Coach Herrera trying to stay aggressive there backfires as they get the third out of the inning. The game stays tied up at one apiece, and we'll go to the bottom of the third after a word from our sponsors.
For 100 years, Citizens State Bank has been rooted in the heart of our communities. From 1925 to today, we've been your trusted partner, delivering local service, local decisions, and a commitment to helping our neighbors thrive. With branches across Burleson, Washington, and Grimes County, we're proud to offer modern conveniences like online and digital banking, backed by friendly local faces. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank. Member FDIC.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, so in between innings here, as we go from the top of the third to the bottom, we're going to get a pitching change here as Jackson Mayle is going to come in for Christian Ponce on the mound. Looks like Coach not liking how Ponce gave up that run in the last inning. So a great play there by Washington County to end the top of the third, though. Rundown situation from third to home. Coach Herrera decides to send the runner try to take home, but the Washington County was smart to it as Castillo, the catcher, pops up and plays with Parker, the third baseman, to prevent any damage there, get the third out, get out of the inning. They did allow the Grimes County to tie things up, but it'll be 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the third. So Jackson Mayle will take the mound, and he'll get himself a few practice pitches in, get warmed up for us to get started here. And Christian Ponce will slide over to first base now. And as we'll give him a couple minutes to warm up here. But nope, he says he's ready, so we'll be good to go. Umpire takes his place in behind the plate here. And we'll be ready to go here in just a second. Up to bat is going to be number two, Parker Adams. And first one low in the strike zone, catches it, 0-1, knee-high inside corner. And this one popped up from Parker, will go into the crowd and onto the roof. So 0-2 here for Parker. Parker will step off, take a deep breath, and get ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here comes a pitch from Jackson Mayle. And that one way inside is going to be 1-2. Good job by Parker. Good eye to watch that one go in. Clear ball there. And this one, a foul attempt that gets, it's a strike, they say, that gets past the catcher. So Parker Adams hustles up and gets to first base, and he'll get first base. So that'll be a leadoff base here for Parker Adams, and you'll get plenty of love from Coach over there on first. So there we go, Parker Adams, and here comes number 5, Brody Servas. First pitch down low to Brody. And Brody breaking up the colors of the green and white of Brenham. He's wearing a red hat and a red helmet and a red bat. But he uses that red bat to rip one right into left field, right between second and third base hole, and able to get it past the infield, and that'll be a base hit. So now that's two runners on here in the first two hitters for Washington County, and it looks like the bat's starting to come alive in this ball game. And up comes Foster Parker. And a swing and miss there from Parker on a high pitch from Jackson Mayle. And pitch number 2 down low in the dirt. And that'll be a wild pitch that advances the runners. And you got to love the sportsmanship there from Parker Adams as he gets over to third base. Gives the third baseman a quick fist bump there. Here comes the next pitch from Jackson Mayle, and Foster Parker chases one inside there. 0-1-2 count. And 1-2, this one on the upper outside corner. Foster Parker going to disagree with that one, but that was a nice pitch there from Jackson Mayle to catch that upper outside corner. Gets the first out of the inning, gets himself a strikeout. And back to the top of the order, here comes Wyatt Schramm. Runners on second and third for Washington County, so two in scoring position. But Jackson Mayle going to keep the strikes coming, catches knee-high outside corner here. 0-1 here as Mayles jumps ahead of the count. And this one outside, 1-1. Ooh, and that one way inside is going to hit Schramm. Oh, but they're going to say that even though it hit him, he did swing at it, so that'll be a strike. 1-2 count to Schramm. And maybe just an instinct or a reaction there, but that hit him square in the ribs. So they'll give him a chance to catch his breath here because that was a hard one right to the ribs for Schramm. And you can tell he's feeling the pain on that one, but he'll be looking to come back at Jackson Mayle here with a hit. Let's see if he can get it done. Only one out in the inning. And this one inside again, and he catches a piece of it and fouls it back. Maybe getting a little aggressive there, chasing that one up and inside, but does get a piece to stay alive. You can tell he just wants to get a hit here after getting hit and being called for a strike. That's an unfortunate call there. And next one is knee-high outside corner. That's a strikeout for Jackson Mayle. So Schramm will head to the dugout, and up comes number 36, Everett Teep. He's got two runners in scoring position. If he can get some good contact, that'll score a run here. And he'll put a swinging bunt down the third baseline. He just needs to beat the throw to first, and he will not do so. A nice scoop there from Christian Collins at first after the throw came in from his third baseman. And that puts an out on the board. And that last out retires this side, keeps the score tied 1-1. Washington County leaves two runners on there to end the inning, and we'll be back for the top of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All right, we'll head back out here to see the top of the fourth inning coming up, and we'll let Mahalik get nice and warmed up. Reese Mahalik staying on the mound there, and up to bat to lead things off for Grimes County will be Christian Ponce, big number two for Grimes County, right-handed batter. Also breaking up the colors a little bit, Grimes County in white and blue, but he's gone with red shoes, red helmet, and a red bat. And pink tape around the wrist there. Just a hair early for breast cancer awareness, but popular color nowadays. And a nice pitch there from Mahalik as he catches knee-high outside corner on Ponce for a 0-1 count. And a swing and miss there on a pitch high and inside. Gets Ponce to chase that one and gets ahead of the count. Mahalik 0-2.
Ball game. Yeah. Will you do it coin toss?
And there it is. Three pitches, three strikes from Mahalik as he gets a strikeout to lead things off here in the top of the fourth. Gotta love that pitching from Mahalik. Confident, good placement, plenty of speed, just all around fantastic pitching to put the first out on the board here. And up next, we're going to have a ball there for number 26, Jacob Ross. And he takes a look back at the umpire, kind of say, was it in or out? I couldn't tell. But the umpire says that one was under the strike zone, so that makes it 1-0. And on the very next one, catching that knee-high outside corner, will make it 1-1. Mahalik, no stranger to the strike zone, doing an effective job pitching today. And that one up and inside will make it 2-1. Just as I said, the command was looking good. He puts one way up high inside, but I'm sure he'll recover quickly here. Get back on track with a nice pitch. And here it is, 2-1 pitch, and he does just that one. And he's going to get Ross to pop it up into the infield, and making the catch at second base is Micah Meyer. Some effective fielding there from Micah Meyer. And now with two outs on the board, Washington County have been doing a great job of getting two outs up quickly. Biggest thing is, can they close it out? So let's see if they can close it out here. Up to bat is going to be number six, Mateo Herrera. And first one, swing and miss for Mateo as Mahalik puts one in that upper inside corner beautifully. Keeps the good pitches coming, and he's on a bit of a hot streak here, Mahalik. He's got four strikeouts on the day so far. Looking to add to that here. And he's one pitch away from doing so. And Mahalik is going to be popped up from Herrera. And Castillo there looking to make the play there on the foul territory ball. Good hustle by Castillo, the catcher. So Ronaldo Castillo watches that one go over the dugout and shakes his head at it because he wanted that one to get the last out. But we'll keep it going. Still 0-2. And this one, breaking ball, stays upstairs, says the umpire. 1-2. And that's going to get some disagreement from the Washington County crowd as they felt that was just on the upper part of the strike zone. It was a close one. We'll give the umpire benefit of the doubt. And here's the 1-2. And this one going to be one that hits the dirt and just dies. So that is going to create some trouble for Micah Meyer as he thought that one was going to bounce up to him, but as soon as it hit the dirt, it didn't bounce up at all. It hit the dirt and just rolled. So that'll get into right field and give Herrera a single here. So that's a two-out single for Mateo Herrera. And up comes Mason McElroy. First pitch to McElroy will be upstairs from Mahalik. 1-0. And next one will be low and inside, 2-0. Mahalik trying to get him to chase a couple there, McElroy. And this one, knee high, too far outside, says the umpire, 3-0 count. So Mahalik will have to battle back to get back into this at-bat. Did a good job of getting two outs quickly, but now on the third batter, lets him get on base, and he's down 3-0 on this one, but he's going to do just that, battling back 3-1 count as he puts one on that upper inside corner. And, of course, Mason McElroy taking all way, the whole way there, so he just had to put it in the strike zone, does just that. But the next one will be outside, and that will make it a walk for McElroy as he'll take first base, and that pushes Herrera to second. So now runners on first and second for Grimes County, and with two outs, an opportunity for a clutch hit here for number five, Asher Roberts. Let's see what he will do with the opportunity. Could he capitalize, or will Mahalik get out of a situation? First one will be low and outside, 1-0. pitch number two upstairs. Go, Mahalik gets in there, and he's battled all the way back here. Full count here. 3-1. Called the previous one a ball. And this one up high, chasing as Robert gets contact, and the play in the infield is going to be made at third base. So that will retire the side. As number 31, Garrett Rubach makes the catch on the pop-up. And we'll be going to the bottom of the fourth inning, still tied up, one apiece. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, getting started back up here. We're waiting for the bottom of the fourth inning to get going here. Game tied one apiece here between Washington County and Grimes County. Major baseball action. Little League All-Stars getting going. And up comes number 31, Garrett Rubach, who just had the play to get the third out in the top of the fourth. So now he'll be up and try to carry that momentum to the plate and get himself a hit and give his team some runners here. And this one upstairs will be 1-0. And the next one, catch that knee-high inside corner beautifully does Jackson Mail there. 1-1 count. And this one popped up from Rubach. Play able to be made and will be made by number 4, Mason McElroy, coming up from his shortstop position over to second base to make the catch. And that puts an out up on the board. And here comes Ronaldo Castillo, the catcher for Washington County, right-handed batter. Yeah, looks like he's got some power in that bat. Let's see if he can show it off here. And this one, waist-high outside, 1-0. Good job by Castillo to look that one go by. 1-0 count, Jackson Mail. Find the strike zone here. Castillo will swing and miss on a low pitch there. Nice breaking ball by Jackson Mail. Able to fool Castillo. 1-1. And the next one will be a swing and miss from Castillo. Another low one. So Jackson Mail goes right back up his sleeve for exactly the same pitch, almost identical. And gets Castillo twice with it. So 1-2. You can see the frustration from Castillo there. You know, he should have held off on that one. And this one will be popped up. and fouled right side, so that'll make it a 1-2 count, keeping him alive here. And this one, a wild pitch outside from Jackson Mayle, evens things up at 2, all the way to the backstop there. It's like one that just got away from Jackson there. He'll be looking to get back in the strike zone here. 2-2 count will be a full count. What will he give us? Check swing there from Castillo. And the umpire says he did go around. Castillo will argue it a bit, but the umpire's word will stand, and that'll be a strikeout for Jackson Mayle. And Castillo, frustrated, heads to the dugout. Felt he held up enough there, but frustrated over in the dugout. And you gotta understand where he's coming from. It was a close one there, but umpire will always have the last say, and he says a strikeout. And here comes Reese Mahalik, and he'll swing and miss on the first one and pitch upstairs. Chased it a little bit there. With the 0-1, here's pitch, and a swing and miss from Mahalik will make it 0-2 quickly for Jackson Mayle, who's in position to get out of this inning quickly. And a swing and miss from Mahalik. That's 3 pitches, 3 swings and misses. Makes it a strikeout for Jackson Mayle. Has himself a good inning there. Gets out of it, keeping this game tied 1 apiece. And we'll be back for the top of the 5th after a word from our sponsors.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, we'll come back here for the top of the 5th inning. Grimes County up to bat. Tie ball game, 1-1 between Washington County and Grimes County. And Mahalik, more of the same that we've seen from him all day. A nice ball there, catches that knee-high outside corner, 0-1. And this one upstairs just stays upstairs. He does a great job of finding that in those lower corners, but when he goes upstairs trying to break it back into the strike zone, just not getting his wrist over enough to break it in, but I'm sure he'll correct that here in a second. Next one will be a hit hard ground ball to shortstop Frankie, and he flips it over to Parker Adams at first, and the catch not in time, so that'll put a leadoff single for number 7, Jace Rangel. And after Jace Rangel, here comes Victor Rangel. Related, I'm sure. Here's first pitch to Rangel. He'll swing and miss on a pitch inside. I'll make it a 0-1 count for Mahalik as he jumps ahead. Yeah. And next one too high, and plenty of disagreement from Washington County as they said he did catch the upper part of the strike zone there, but umpire says no, and he gives the signal too high. 2-1 count for Mahalik, and that one definitely upstairs. 3-1. Reese Mahalik, starting to show a little bit in the Bally language. Here it is, and that one upstairs. He just can't get to break back into the strike zone, and Castillo's going to go have a conversation with him on the mound. And Reese punching the glove there. Knows he just had to get that one to break inside, and he would have had himself a strike. But nonetheless, both Rangels get on base. That's Jace on second and Victor on first. Here comes next one, high and inside, but a swing and miss there from Stromberg. And next one catches that knee high inside corner. Mahalik, so it looks like that conversation with Castillo at the mound did him good, and he now catches two straight strikes in a row. One pitch away from first out of the inning, and this one a wild pitch that gets away, and that's going to allow the advances to run. So both Rangels now get into scoring position. A 1-2 count from Mahalik. Umpire says too high as it goes over the strike zone. 2-2. And Washington County getting a little louder, a little more frustrated with the calls, but 2-2 count here. Runners on second and third for Grimes County, and Washington County in desperate need of an out here, and this one inside, full count. So full count here for full count here to Malachi, and next pitch will be a nice strikeout for Mahalik for his fifth strikeout of the game. So in the top of the fifth here with a tie ball game, runners on second and third from Grimes County. Washington County cannot afford to make any mistakes here. And we'll go back to the top of the order. 67, Luke Gramillion up to bat. Left-handed batter for Grimes County. Here's the first pitch. And that one too high up for too high and outside for the umpire. 1-0. And this one outside makes it 2-0. Mahalik going to have to fight back into this one, and he gets a little help there on a foul ball back by Gramillion. 2-1 here. And Reese Mahalik getting plenty of encouragement from the crowd. This is a crowd that believes in his abilities, and he has done well so far this game. And that one, knee-high outside corner, showing off his stuff. 2-2 count. And right now, Reese up to 82 pitches and doing well. Only a 1-1 ball game, so a bit of a pitcher's duel we got going on. And this one inside from Reese Mahalik will fill up the count 3-2. Now, of course, a pitcher's duel where only one team has kept one pitcher throughout the game. We have seen a pitching change for Grimes County. So here comes a full count pitch from Mahalik, and a breaking ball stays upstairs again. And that's going to fill up the bases for Grimes County. And up to bat comes number 30, Cooper Parsons. And out to have a conversation is the coach of Washington County, James Frankie. And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors to allow the pitching change to occur.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
I wanna rock!
All right, we're ready to rock and roll here. Top of the fifth inning, and the pitching change is going to be Wyatt Schramm in for Mahalik, and just a simple change, and Mahalik goes out to center field. Schramm comes onto the mound, so easy enough there to announce the changes here. But with bases loaded, up comes Cooper Parson, and only one out on the board. Washington County in a bit of a pickle here, so not the most ideal situation for Schramm to come in, but he'll be looking to get out of this one, and fouled left side by Parsons. Off to a good start for Schramm, 0-1. And on the bases for Grimes County is Jace Rangel at third, Victor Rangel at second, and Luke Gramillion at first. And a nice pitch there from Schramm makes it 0-2 quickly here. So no trouble finding the strike zone early for Schramm. See if he can make it three in a row here. Comes the pitch, and this one fouled left side. Parsons will stay alive in the at-bat. O-2 count, one out. Washington County in desperate need of an out, and they're going to get just that as a nice breaking ball in from Schramm gets Parson to go down swinging, and that puts a second out on the board for Washington County. One out away from leaving the bases loaded and stranded. See if Schramm can make it happen. Up to bat is number one, Jackson Mail. And there we go. Schramm keeps his strikes coming. Knee-high outside corner. Has not thrown a ball yet. 0-1 pitch. Here it is. And this one, a soft grounder that pops up at just the wrong time there. Gives Grimes County the one-run lead. Coming in to score is Jace Rangel, and one that looked like it was a ground ball rolling all the way in for number 31, Garrett Rubach, pops up right at the last second, and just enough for him not to be able to make the play at home or at first, and that puts a run up on the board for Grimes County. 2-1, leaves the bases loaded, but with two outs, Schramm just needs one more out to get his team out of this one. He's done a good job throwing strikes. And this one will be popped up foul right side. And that will be, a play almost made by a parent over in the right field fence. But foul ball here for Christian Ponce will make it 0-1. And Schramm putting him in the strike zone every single time. Let's see if he does so again here. This will be his first ball as he puts one low under the strike zone, 1-1. And this one in the exact same spot from Schramm. Looks like he's trying to catch that knee-high outside corner, but just leaving it a hair too low. See if he can make the adjustment here on Ponce as he gets a 2-1 count. And he does, and that's going to be fouled right side. Puts it in the strike zone, and coach for Grimes County over on first base had a little flash because that ball was coming right for him, able to get out of the way in time. A hard hit ball there by Ponce, though. He's got plenty of power in his bat. And Wyatt Schramm just needs one more strike to get out of this one. And this one's going to be fouled down. Christian Ponce stays alive in the at-bat. And just a little safety tag there from Castillo. Just wanted to make sure that one didn't roll forward. And he tags Ponce there. Ponce just gives him a smile because he knows that one went foul. But we'll keep it going here. 2-2 count. And a swing and miss on the next one from Ponce. And that one will require a tag from Castillo, as it did just barely get away from Castillo. So he jogs over, tags Ponce with it, who was already heading to the dugout. And now that'll be the third and final out, retiring this Grimes County side in the top of the fifth. They leave three runners stranded and leave the bases loaded, but are able to take the lead with one run lead here, 2-1 in favor of Grimes County. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth. Washington County looking to respond after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, getting started here. We're getting prepped for the bottom of the fifth inning. In the top of the fifth, Grimes County able to take the lead on Washington County by one run, making it now 2-1 ball game. And Washington County, with every opportunity to respond here, they did a great job there of leaving the bases loaded. So it could have been much worse, but so they'll take the one-run deficit over what could have been and get started here in the bottom of the fifth. We saw a pitching change there over Wyatt Schramm coming in for Reese Mahalik, and it was the right call by coach because he's able to come in, get two outs quickly, and get out of that inning. So here we go, 2-1 ball game. Up to bat is going to be number 42, Micah Meyer. Washington County needs runners. They're running out of time. It is a six-inning ball game. And we had a pitching change here for Grimes County as well. In comes number 4, Mason McElroy. And he starts things off with two balls down low, 2-0. And here comes the 2-0 pitch from McElroy. And this one knee high on that outside corner. And Meyer gives the ump a little bit of a side eye there. Not too sure about that call, but 2-1. And this one upstairs, a swing and miss from Meyer as he chases one up high, 2-2. And this one, knee-high outside corner, freezes up Micah Meyer. Good pitch there from Mason McElroy. And that'll be his first strikeout on his first at-bat, or his first batter. And that'll bring up number 99 for Washington County, Elijah Fuller. And Washington County needing runners in a bad way here. First one, a swing and miss on a pitch in that upper outside corner. We'll make it 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch from McElroy. It'll be outside. Good job by Fuller to look that one by. And this one down low will hit his catcher in the thigh and go past. But with no runners on, that will not cause any damage. Just a ball here, 2-1. Good job here by Fuller to look that one by. That one pretty easy to look off, though, as it was in the dirt from McElroy. So 2-1 count here to Fuller. And a swing and miss there by Fuller. It makes it 2-2. Even count here at 2. With one out, nobody on. Washington County needing runners. And a swing and miss there on a pitch low and outside from Fuller. Will make it. He'll go down swinging on the strikeout and head over to the dugout. And that puts two outs on the board. Grimes County in good position to get out of this inning unscathed and holding on to their one-run lead. Up to bat now is number 17, Cooper Krennick. And this one outside for Krennick, 1-0. And Krennick, like I mentioned last time, interesting color choice there. Got a digital camel blue sleeve, blue gloves, and blue laces on his shoes to go with his white and green uniform. And next one inside and low to Krennick, 2-0. And a nice breaking ball there from McElroy. Gets in the strike zone. Catches Krennick looking 2-1. And last time Krennick out did rip a nice hit, so he'll be looking to do the same again. And he watches this one go down low for a ball 3-1. So one ball away from a walk here is Krennick. Let's see what McElroy gives him. His pitch outside, that'll be a walk. So he'll take first base. So with two outs, Washington County gets a runner on. And here comes Kingston Frankie. Kingston Frankie looking confident. Knows a good hit over into the outfield could possibly score a run here. Let's see what he got. But, of course, the main focus is to get a runner on for Washington County. First one outside to Frankie, 1-0. And he's matching colors. Got a nice green bat to go to his green uniform. And this one in the strike zone, 1-1. Watches it go by and gets caught looking for a strike. And this one outside, 2-1. So a little bit of a pattern here from McElroy. Inside, outside, inside, outside.
First and last name so I can
announce. So with the 2-1 count, here's the pitch. And this one, that umpire is going to say that caught that upper outside corner. 2-2 evens up the count. Frankie looking for something to swing at here. This one outside will fill up the count. 3-2. And Frankie going with the one glove look. Got a glove and sleeve on his right hand and a bare left arm. So sweet look there. And this one outside. That one knee-high outside corner, says the umpire. And that'll get some disagreements from the Washington County side. And that'll, but nonetheless, that is a strikeout for McElroy as he gets out of that inning unscathed. and Grimes County holds on to their one-run lead. 2-1 ball game heading into the top of the sixth. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me.
979-830-3914. All right, getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. And a nice inning there from Grimes County in the bottom of the fifth defensively to get out of that one with a couple strikeouts there. And we'll get things going here. They hold on to their one-run lead, 2-1 ball game in favor of Grimes County. And they'll be up to bat to lead things off here. Specifically number 26, Jacob Ross, and Washington County in need of a quick inning, get out of this one and have an opportunity with 3 outs left to put a run on the board and tie things up and possibly take the lead. But first things first, they have to get Grimes County out of this inning. First one down low from Schramm, 1-0, and then a swing and miss from from Ross will make it 1-1. And Wyatt Schramm looking to continue the strong pitching he had in the top of the fifth when he came in for Mahalik. Comes the 1-1 pitch and a bunt attempt there. Going to be fouled left side on an inside pitch. So that'll make it 1-2. And that one, umpire says, outside. So 2-2 count now. And the 2-2, this one low and away for sure. Full count now. Jacob Ross looking that one off. And Schramm one pitch away. And he'll put this one on that upper inside corner, and that'll get some protest from Jacob Ross, but that's going to be a strikeout for Schramm, and that's the first out, one up, one down for Washington County. Up to bat is Mateo Herrera. Right-handed batter for Grimes County, and first pitch there from Schramm. Going to be a hair upstairs, 1-0. Good eye there by Herrera. Look that one by. Stay off of that one. And next one, knee-high outside corner. Beautiful pitch there from Schramm, 1-1. So Wyatt looking for a second out here, and Washington County needs 3 quick outs to stay alive. And this one, too low, says the umpire, 2-1. Well, And there we go. Knee-high outside corner. 2-2. Evens up the count, Schramm. And looking good, finding that knee-high outside corner with some regularity here. One pitch away from getting a second out. And this one fouled right side. Herrera, good job to make contact there and stay alive here. A little bit of a battle here between the pitcher and batter. 2-2 count. And a swing and miss on a pitch way up high from Herrera. Chases one upstairs. And he shakes his head as he goes off. He knows he probably should have held off on that one, but that'll be a strikeout for Schramm. So a second strikeout for Schramm here in the inning. And he's got two outs on the board. Needs one more to get out of this one to give his team an opportunity to fight back. And good start there on the next batter, 0-1. And that's Asher Roberts that takes that one in for a strike. Comes next pitch from Schramm, and that one low. It's going to make it 1-1. And he continues to try to find that knee-high outside corner. Done so pretty well so far. So no reason not to keep going to it. Here comes the pitch, and this one inside. And that one's going to be in right field for a base hit for McElroy. That was Mason McElroy at the plate, and he'll get a base hit there. Leadoff single, or a single for McElroy, and that's going to be the first runner on for Grimes County, and now presenting trouble for Washington County, as Grimes County has a one-run lead in the top of the sixth. And here comes Asher Roberts on the very first pitch. Schramm's going to catch him in the back of the leg with a hit-by-pitch. And big trouble here for Washington County now. Runners on first and second. And been kind of a theme for this ball game with two outs, just not able to get the third, and more of the same here in the top of the sixth. And they are in need of that third out to keep this a one-run game going to the bottom of the sixth. They're down to their last three outs if they can get out of this inning unscathed. And here comes Jace Rangel, first pitch down low from Schramm. And Grimes County in good position to extend their lead. Washington County will be looking to avoid that. And a pitch high and outside. The pitch, the throw to third. And out at third as he did not tag the bag. And Parker able to make the tag. So Foster Parker makes the grab. And the runner coming in, McElroy, not able to get enough juice on the slide. Comes up short of the bag, gets tagged out. Third out of the inning, retires the side. And that is it for Grimes County. They have no more opportunities to extend their lead, and Washington County will have a chance to tie this up or take the lead with three outs remaining in the bottom of the sixth. They're down one, and they'll be looking to end this one. We'll be back for the bottom of the sixth after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, it's time for some baseball, and this is what baseball is all about. Bottom of the sixth inning, Washington County up to bat, down one run. Whose game is it going to be? And so here we are. It's now Parker Adams up to bat, and the first two pitches go. Catch the strike zone in either bottom corner. 0-2 count here from McElroy, and that one down low will make it 1-2. Good job by Parker Adams to look that one off. Washington County just needs one run to get back into this ball game. And that one knee-high outside corner will be in for a strikeout. McElroy gets the better of the first batter. So one down here for Washington County, down to their last two outs to get a run. And here comes number five, Brody Servais, and McElroy keeps the strikes coming. 0-1. So Brody gets ready again here. It's the 0-1, and a swing and miss from Brody there makes it 0-2. So now Washington County in big danger of getting their second out on the board here. They need runners bad. And that one right over the plate is going to be a strikeout for McElroy. Quickly here, two up, two down for Washington County. And they are in trouble. And Grimes County one defensive out away from a victory here in Belleville. And here comes Foster Parker. And that one down low, good eye from Foster to look that one by, 1-0. And Washington County just needs runners on here. Give themselves a chance, two outs. They're down to their last opportunity. And a swing and miss there by Parker, not able to get a hold of the ball there. 1-1. And this pitch outside, 2-1 now. And Parker staying disciplined. That last one that he swung at was a good one to swing at. Just was able to dip under his bat. Here's a 2-1 and a swing and Mitch on a piss inside. 2-2. So Foster Parker down to his last strike here. And Washington County down their last out. Grimes County one pitch away from a victory. This one up high. Foster Parker, frustrated, slams his bat on the ground. He knows he should not have swung at that one. That one up high and reaches for it, chasing it upstairs. And that is going to be, get a call from the umpire, as the umpire will tell him to just keep your head up and let's get this going. Let's get the lineup and get some high fives in. And that's going to be the ball game. Washington County losing to Grimes County 2-1. Congratulations to Grimes County as they get a very hard fought victory in what was a pitcher's duel throughout. And we'll be back for the post game after a word from our sponsors. That's the ball game.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon.
of being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
All right, as we end the ball game here, time for some post game with Hobby Jr. here on KWHI Sports. And today, unfortunately, not Washington County's day as they lose a very hard-fought game there. Final score, Grimes County 2, Washington County 1. Pitchers do... The fielder did not a game of inches. It's just sometimes it's in the way of Grimes County, and they get a victory here against Washington County in pool play, and so that will matter towards the seeding, and we'll keep things going here, Washington County, as we make room for the next game to get started. Looks like it'll be Columbus versus Rice, but that does it for this one. And you have to feel for the Washington County side. They fought extremely hard, got plenty of good hits, but on both sides played very well and showed great sportsmanship, which is the most important thing. And, of course, what it's all about is the experience for these young men. Little League All-Star season is very important to them, and you can tell with the passion showed here on the field today. But like we just said, Washington County falling to Grimes County by a score of 2-1. And we'll be back for a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Mr. Winchild and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchell's crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back to beautiful Belleville here at the Little League Field, specifically Sam Field, where we just had concluded the major baseball Little League All-Star game between Washington County and Grimes County. Today was Grimes County beating Washington County by a score of 2-1. So congratulations to Grimes County, and Washington County will be back out trying to make up for the loss as we head through pool play and into tournament play. But that's the ball game, and that's our post-game wrap-up. Washington County 1, Grimes County 2 with the victory, and my name's Hobby Jr., signing off. I'll catch you next time.
This
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilet, LaRoche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelis Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Final score, Washington County 1, Grimes County 2. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.